Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Glory to God forevermore. Over the atmosphere, you can tell the attack on the prosperity message. I'm sure even on your status, people will be wondering, in this season, they are still posting on prosperity. Nobody can stop us from teaching prosperity. If God says we should teach it, we will teach it. Are you here? We'll start by highlighting a few scriptures where God shows us that we can prosper. Are you ready? Glory to God forevermore. Oh, Ribahanda Shabaya. While we're coming, I'll show my wife something at the major road here. I'm not being a religious fanatic, but as a Nigerian, you would have observed this yourself, that in certain states, that the other religion dominates in terms of building their worship centers and etc., there's little or minimal impact of Christianity, almost nothing. In fact, there are certain places in this nation you go to, you cannot even preach the gospel. I know a young man with us here, as in, I think Kano, thereabout. And I told him to start a cell. He's being careful because the predominant people there are Muslims. So he said they are not really receptive and they find it quite threatening when you start doing things like that. So I showed her a big fuel station, and I showed her a big mosque inside. I said, do you know what this means? So that means over, let's say 3 years, 4 years down the line, when this kicks off, the beloved Muslims around this part of the state, and it's a major road because they are very strategic. I said, that is something dangerous. And I told that the person that bought it is a popular man in Nigeria, a very wealthy man that bought that. And I said, he bought it on purpose. Now, we all think it's about business. Yes, he wants his money. He wants his money. But I told her, the Holy Spirit told me it's beyond money. It's an agenda. You see, I'm a prophet. I know what I'm saying. It's beyond money. It's what? An agenda. Listen to me, everybody. I said, down the line, 2 years, 3 years, you'll see what will start happening on this street. That is when our eyes will be open. Because if you don't know life beyond money, you will lose a lot of things and not give God space to find expression on the earth. There are some people that their belly have become their God. So they've aired. They are like conduits for Satan to find expression. They can sell anything, not minding who is buying it. Glory to God forevermore. Like I said, be careful not to misunderstand me as a religious fanatic. So I said, we're not trying to be like them, but we must understand that Christianity is an agenda. I said, what made that man to be able to buy something like that in the middle of town? I told her, money. The Bible said, for even money is a defense. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is why God never encountered any man in scripture without that man becoming prosperous. There's no man that encountered God in the Bible and was not rich. For everyone that encountered God in the Bible was super rich. Somebody say super rich. But the primary purpose of God in our lives is not to make us rich. The primary what? Purpose of God in our lives is not what? To make us rich. But if God encounters you, you must be rich. Because it takes a lot to push his agenda beyond just emotions. Are you listening to me? All of you, I want you to hear. Don't be distracted. I'll give you a few scripture how that God makes people rich in scripture. Made some people rich in scripture. 2 Chronicles 26:5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to what? Can we read together? One to go. So who made him prosper according to scripture? Is there a root word for prosper there or a root word for God there? Probably the root word for God there is man. As some people think, you know, there's somebody, there are some school, people with a school of thought that God does not make anybody rich. That he doesn't make anybody to prosper. Have you seen that God makes people prosper before we start? Or you are not seeing it clearly? I want everybody to read with so much power. Want to go? I want it to be clear that God is the one that made him to what? Prosper. So does God make somebody prosper?
Yes, sir.
Another scripture, Ecclesiastes 5:19. Let's read together. I want to go. Want to read again? So who did God give, who gave the man riches and wealth? God. I feel a special anointing for this service. Does God make people to prosper? You just saw it. And give him power to eat. He can even give you power to enjoy the prosperity. To receive his heritage. And rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. Are you here? Are you here? I'll read another scripture. Genesis 39 from verse 2. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's read with so much toughness. Want to go? Next part of scripture. Who made all he did to prosper in his hand? You see, when the devil wants to destroy you, he causes you to be blind. He causes your vision to be blind. And I say offense is a killer. That's why you'll be amazed. Somebody is saying God doesn't make people prosper. And there are a lot of scriptures, more than 20, to show how God makes people to prosper. But I said the primary purpose of God in our life is not to give you money. And that is why we now go straight, alright, we'll finish the scripture, some sort of, We'll still talk about it in the middle of the teaching. Let's read the next part of scripture before we go to 3 John. Want to read. So Joseph. Next part of scripture. Libra Handaya. So it was from that time. My God. Did you see that? That the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Oh, glory to God. Say, I have the blessing upon my life. You got to work with this consciousness. You have to have that consciousness. Listen, the quality of your life is not a function of the things you have around now or the function of the things you don't have yet. That doesn't make you less important, nor does it make you more important. The Bible said the worth of a man's life in Luke 6 does not consist of the abundance of things that he has. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, the Bible says, so is he. Are you listening? You are how you think, you are not a function of the things around you. Material possession, that's not what defines you. Meaning you must feel important, more important before you had a private jet. The private jet should not make you feel very important like you have arrived. Feel you have arrived before the private jet will arrive. Are you people getting on trying to explain? You must see yourself the way God sees you. You are a king's child. And that will alter a lot of things in your life. You can't beg. As a king's child, you can't talk defeat. You can't talk poverty. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You don't joke with them, Sam, when they say, Gary calls for this country, blah, blah. You don't move around people like that. You know, you don't even joke now. You don't laugh about it. You don't joke about those things. Yes, sir. You don't joke about failure. It should not even come out from your mouth. You are the righteous. When people talk about bad things, how the economy is going down, you go away from them. Yes, you don't like to hear nonsense. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Yes, because you are the righteous, you only like to hear when people are saying things are working. It is possible. That's the energy you like. Oh, Pastor, we're just stating fact. What is fact? Tinubu is dealing with us. That's fact. What of truth? We're above only and never beneath. The Bible did not say God will prosper us, but when Tinubu becomes president, we'll suffer. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said the path of the just is like a shining light that shines what? And what? Until Tinubu becomes president, it shines brighter and brighter and brighter to the perfect day. Hallelujah to Jesus. It keeps on shining. You don't talk fear. You don't talk lack. Who told you God just wanted to have eternal life and move? He knows that you need money to push a lot of things. He knows. There's nobody ever called in scripture and didn't give the person money. He gave them money. You know, a lot of people are broke. They are telling God, give me cash. God does not give cash. He gives you power to bring cash. Your eyes cannot be set on cash. No. Jabez did not say, Lord, give me cash. He said, oh, that the Lord will bless me and enlarge my territory. He prayed for capacity, not cash. Are you listening to me? When you are done listening to this teaching, believe me, you will reduce or you will stop. For some of you, you will reduce. For some of you, you will stop calling anybody for money. You will stop. There are some of you who will disturb your father, your mother, your uncles. In fact, they don't pick your call again. Because they are suffering from parasitic relationship. You can't be a child of God and be a beggar. See, there are different kinds of begging. Begging within the familiar begging and unfamiliar begging. Familiar begging is within family. You are still a beggar. And you don't joke about these things. You make up your mind. When you stop begging, if you always want to beg, you will not see the possibilities of the Spirit. Or you will not see God's possibilities in the Spirit. Because the option you have is to beg. You always want to beg. So you will not be able to see possibilities. You will not be able to see ideas. But when you know that God is your source, before you beg, you will see possibilities. Are you here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. So I refuse to be broke. That the Lord bless the Egyptians for house for Joseph's sake. And that the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. This one hits me when I was reading it in the house. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Meaning if you touch his cup, the blessing was there. Everything he had in the house was blessed. Not Joseph's house. His master's house. Because he employed somebody. Joseph. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Can we start from verse 2 so that you see something? That when God begins, when God's hand is upon you, people will notice. The Lord was with Joseph and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Next part of scripture. And his master saw the Lord, saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper. The master saw it. Wise master made him overseer of everything he had. He saw that the Lord was making this guy prosperous. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Why would somebody take you to the next level? Not because you are begging them, but because you entered to work for them from where you are with the anointing upon your life. With the blessing upon your life. Are you ever seeing this? When you are done with this, I say you stop begging. How will your boss make you a manager? Not by you trying to, you know, you must be nice to your boss. Be nice. But not by you being a hypocrite. But by walking in that office every day with the consciousness of the blessing. The master saw it. The master said, no, we'll not stop here. Next part of scripture. The Bible says, so Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. Say, Joseph, I just want you to take care of everything. Wise man. Next part of scripture. So it was from that time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, and the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. For Joseph's sake. For Joseph's what? Sake. You see why your business is not working? Because of who you are, not because of anything you really do. It was an individual that made everything in this master's house to work. An individual. When we say become the man Christ, become like the man Christ, we know what we are telling you. This is what it means to seek first the kingdom. You know, I always ask a question. I saw a preacher asking the same question. If God doesn't want you to have material prosperity, he will not say seek first the kingdom and every other good thing the Gentiles seek will be added to you. It's because he wants you to have it, but he doesn't want those things to become your priority. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Listen. Listen to me, people of God. The word of God is more powerful than any man in this world. Forget whatever you are seeing on the internet. Some people would have made this thing look so stupid. The prosperity, they would have taken it to the brim. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? They would have done it in a very useless way that is not even exciting again. And yes, we are against that too as pastors. But is there a prosperity teaching? Yes, there is. You are seeing from the Bible that God makes people to prosper. But in trying to negate those people that are trying to make the prosperity message look so useless, don't destroy the prosperity message entirely. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Very, very important. There are some people doing it anyhow. 5,000 for 5 blessings, 12,000 for 12. All those things are rubbish. It's not in the Bible. Are you listening to me? But God makes people what? Prosper. You've seen it here. Everything he had, next part of scripture. Even the things he planted were okay. Everything he had, because of the blessing of God upon Joseph's life. Thus, he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had, except for the bread which he ate. Jesus Christ. Everything he had, he didn't even know. Except the bread. That means anything they give him to eat, that's the only thing he knows that he had. Everything else, Joseph knew it more than him. Now Joseph was handsome. In form and in what? Handsome man like me. Next part of scripture. Feel like be jealous. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast eyebrows around Joseph. Cast longing eyes on Joseph. So you are everybody here. Whenever you see longing eyes being casted on you, know that the fall that came to Joseph, that came to tempt Joseph, is about to come to you. And she said, lie with me. Why did I read this part? I want to show you that after a man had authority over everything, see the abundance the man had, he still went to zero again. Why did he go to zero? Cool, come on, read on. There are a lot of prosperity people that claim they have money, but they are useless before God because they have compromised their faith. But the guy said, I'm not going to compromise. He's so handsome, very fine. The Bible says he had a good form, meaning he had a Jimmy body. What kind of this body is here? I mean, right? Not pot belly. He was built. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? He was built and he's fine. And guess what? He was the general manager, overseer of everything a rich man had. But his wife, the blessing was so... You know, that's one thing with the blessing. Bible says, because of the anointing, the maidens love thee. Even the wife. No. This man has to be mine. Next part of scripture. You know, if it was some people, they would have said Nigeria is Tinubu is suffering or so. Let me just do this, and you know, if I have the man's wife, I have the man's life. What did the Bible say? But he refused. I mean, we're having such people in the kingdom today in the name of Jesus. He refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. My God. Well, my friend many years ago said, maybe that is why she followed him, because the master gave him everything. And I said, you know, women, now that he owns everything, now she wants him. But it was a joke. Next part of scripture. There is no one greater in this house than I, including the woman. Are you seeing it? Nor has he kept back anything from me but you. Okay. Of course, no man will give his wife. Because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin? Did he say against the man? Did he say against the man? He said against God. Because even though he was in that place, he was serving God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Whatever he was doing in that house was service to God first before service to that man. That's why he could not do anything that was wrong. He could not corner any 5 naira that remained in the POS business, that some people that steal their ogre's money. Joseph did not do all those things. He didn't imagine that their ogre cut their salary and they are going to pay him back. He didn't do all those things. Because he was serving God first before the man. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Is that I do this great, how can I do this great sin, wickedness against God and sin against God? Next part of scripture. So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he did not heed her to lie with her or to what? Be with her. Every day she was coming.
Next part of scripture. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside. Next part of scripture. Be fast. That she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me, oh!" But he left his garment in her hand, and he fled and ran outside. Next part of scripture. And so it was, when she saw that he left his garment in her hand and fled outside, next part of scripture, be very fast, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought it. He has brought in into one to go. See, he has brought in to us a Hebrew to mock us. He came into me. He came into me, yeah, to lie with me. And I cried out with a loud voice." You see why some of us find it difficult to believe when women say, he raped me, right? There was a woman shouting one time for one of the pastors, that the pastor, he raped me. And the first thing I remember was Joseph. Some people will say there cannot be smoke without fire. Is there no smoke here? Where's the fire? They carried your, they are holding your garment like this. And she's shouting, "Rape, rape, rape." Is that no smoke? There's evidence. Where was the fire? Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but a lot of times, sometimes there are lies. He came in, blah, 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 and she cried. Next part of scripture. And it happened when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out that he left. Now she's still telling the story. That he left his garment with me and fled and went outside. Trust us as men. We will believe that one. A woman is always right. Next part of scripture. So she kept his garment with her until his master. At that point, I'm very sure the men had kept Joseph and are slapping him to say the truth already. Next part of scripture. Then he spoke to him with words like this, saying, "The Hebrew servant whom blah, 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 read, 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 go, 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 18. Very, very fast. So it happened as I lifted my voice, blah, blah, blah." Next part of scripture, she's still saying the lies. "So it was when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, 'Your servant did this to me after this, blah, blah, blah,' that his anger was aroused." The master now. Next part of scripture, 20. "Then Joseph's master took him and put him into what? Prison. A place where the king's prisoners were what? And he was there in the..." Next part of scripture. "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him what?" Look at the anointing upon his life. The blessing. Still walking. Say, "Pastor, I used to collect 350,000 and they now sack me. I'm finished." You can't be finished. You may weep for a while, but joy comes in the morning. The blessing is upon your life. You can prosper even in prison. You stood for a right cause, they remove you. No problem. The greatest success is that God is with you. You have the source of everything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Next part of scripture. They lied against him. He wouldn't compromise his faith. He wouldn't compromise his faith. Just like you will not compromise your faith. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand. Again, we are seeing another thing even in prison. All the prisoners who were in the prison, another one. Even in prison. The keeper of the prison said, "See, this job, the same thing." Oh, I couldn't help it reading it. Everything. All the prisoners who were in the prison, whatever they did there, it was his doing. Joseph went to prison, became a boss. Riga Bashanda Balaya. Do you understand what I'm teaching you tonight? What is the secret to prosperity? Have God. Stay with God. Are you seeing it? Is it not la papa? We're not foolish. Oh. I was praying yesterday And I spoke to myself while driving. I said, an alignment is a blessing to generations and generations. God will do a lot of things to you. Prayed for a lady, I think on Tuesday. When I went home, I had the Holy Ghost say, pray for her again. They call one of your daughters of the faith. Tell her to attack that issue. So I wanted one of them to exercise authority over that. And I called and I said, do that. Now, immediately, I sensed that in the spirit. Because when we prayed, I saw the hand of God moving. And immediately I go back home. A burden came upon me. I said, this is demonic. They are strategizing again. And she prayed. Middle of the night. And when she woke up, they called me. I said, what happened? I said, well, she can eat now, but in the middle of the night or early morning, I think they said. They said she woke up and she was shouting, they want to kill me. They want to kill me. I said, interesting. But they were late. Because we saw it beforehand. And we averted it. Are you listening to me? This is what it means to walk in the kingdom, to be a mobile kingdom. God reveals to redeem. We had a prophetic edge to sense what the devil wants to do, and we averted the plan. You know why? They came to make their last shot. They know they were finished. But we finished them before they arrived. Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God forevermore.
Amen.
Now, next part of scripture before we continue. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority. The same algorithm. Because the Lord was with him. Why was he doing like enjoying all of this prosperity? The Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Are you seeing this? Does God make people prosper? Yes. Glory to God forevermore. Lubre bre bre. You know, some people say God doesn't make somebody prosper. I said, that is for a frustrated person. He makes people to prosper. Are you listening to me? And in the New Testament, it is not God will make you prosper. It is God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. An earthly blessing. Where? In Christ Jesus. Say, I'm blessed in the New Testament. You are not trying to get blessed. You have arrived in the blessing. The blessing is an empowerment. Are you listening to me? The Bible said in Genesis that he blessed them and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Now, when you are blessed by the Holy Ghost, when God blesses you, you don't just sit down. It's an empowerment to do something. He blessed them. Then he spoke to them. All right, go now. Be fruitful. Multiply. Meaning go with the surety that it must work. God is trying to tell us, like he told the first man, that since you are blessed, if you go out there, you got to be fruitful. You have no option. Look at the Old Testament blessing, which is a shadow of the new. Joseph had the blessing upon him. See what happened. He took charge of everything the man had. The only thing the man knew that he had was anything he ate. Went to the prison, the same thing. Till Joseph came out again and became who? The prime minister. After Pharaoh. In fact, Pharaoh said, except I talk, anything he says, follow. The same thing. He left that big... Now, it was looking like that was the greatest thing Joseph can have. Suddenly, he went to a smaller job. But there was still success. Suddenly, he went out and became what? The biggest guy in Egypt. Are you listening to me? Why? The Lord was with him. How was the Lord with him? He blessed him. He empowered him. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. I taught one time on the power of the blessing. And how that is activated by words. He says, seek first the kingdom and everything the Gentiles seek will be added to you. Seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Every other thing, it will be added to you. Meaning God wants you to have every other thing. But priority, seek first what? The kingdom. Are you listening to me tonight? Seek first the kingdom. Oh, glory to God forevermore. You know, if understand the kingdom, you will never suffer reproach. If you understand the kingdom, you know how to activate things. According to that part of scripture, this is what I understand. God doesn't want us to be seeking things. He wants us to be like Him and command things to come. He asked a question. He said, am I not the one that causes the birds of the air to have food to eat and etc.? Why will I not give you food? He said, but seek first the kingdom and every other word. Now, he said, do not seek things like the Gentiles. Another root word for Gentiles there is pagans, people that have no God. He says, don't be pursuing things. If you are pursuing things, then you are like people that have what? No God. He says, seek first the kingdom. Every other, and his righteousness, he says, every other good thing will be what? Added to you. But then God wants you to know your place in Christ and understand how to use your place in Christ. That's what it means to seek first the kingdom. Know your place in Christ and understand how to use your place in Christ. Let me explain. If you know your place in Christ, for instance, it is a solution to sickness more than hospital. Let me explain it to you. If, for instance, you're a married man and you have kids and you know your place in Christ, you invest more on your spirituality than anything. You always wake up and pray. You fast time to time. You stay with the word of God. And help your children and wife, everybody, to stay with God's word. Listen carefully. Whenever something bad comes, the Bible says, redeeming the time for the days are what? Evil. If something bad comes, the anointing you've been generating in the secret place, it will speak for you. Take for instance, remember Paul in the Bible. He always stayed with the word of God. Follow me carefully. And one time, while he was trying to warm himself up, something happened. A snake fastened itself and what? Beat Paul. Isn't it? Did Paul die? Why did he not die? Because of the anointing he had been generating before that time. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hey, are you here? Don't wait for problems to come before you try to solve them. Do not wait for problems to come before you try to solve them. Live a life that will avoid problems. Hey, I don't want distraction. All of you, focus. Live a life that will what? Avoid problems. This is what I mean. Don't wait till you are sick before you start saying, I refuse to be sick. Refuse to be sick before sickness comes. In other words, every day of your life, speak words concerning your health. Because we walk by faith and not by what? Sight. How do we walk by faith? Calling the things which are not as though they were. Every day you wake up and call the things which are not as though they were. To live by faith is to live in the supernatural. Living in your place in the supernatural. The Bible says we should seek the things that are the Father's right hand. Not just the things above. It said the things above are the Father's what? Right hand. So we are seeking not just the things in the supernatural, but the things at the Father's right hand in the supernatural. What is everything at the Father's right hand in the supernatural? The place of Jesus. In John 14, he said, I will go and prepare a place so that when I'm done where I am, you can be. I hope people get what I'm trying to explain to you. If we seek them properly, when troubles come, all that we have seek, we stand as a reproach against Satan. The Bible says, in righteousness thou art established. It said, in righteousness thou art far from what? Oppression. Are you seeing that? In other words, if you understand your place in Christ Jesus enough, you can seek. It is standing by default as a negation against Satan, against sickness, against poverty, against anything. Just by being conscious of your place in Christ Jesus. You know, righteousness is a solution for almost everything. Let me explain what I mean by faith. The Bible speaks about faith being the victory. Today I will just touch and tomorrow I will hit a few principles of the kingdom like Titan and etc. Imagine that this is a realm of faith. The Bible says our place is the Father's right hand, isn't it? So take everything above here to be the supernatural. Take everything below here to be what? I hear people get what I'm trying to explain to you. Everything above here to be what? Everything below here to be what? How do you walk in the supernatural? You know, if you want to walk in the supernatural right now, it will be difficult because we're in logical realm, isn't it? We're in the logical realm, and the devil doesn't want us to raise our head up and see what is in the supernatural. So he wants to keep us only in the what? Natural. That's why Paul says something to us. He said, the things which are not seen, he said, they are more real than the things we see. In another part of scripture, he said something. Open the TPT translation of Colossians 2 from verse 10. Is it 2:10 or 2:8? Let's see it very briefly. All right, verse 8. Too loud for me. Let me see it in the Amplified rendition. It says, see to it that no one what? Takes you captive. Through what? And what? Can we have this in the message translation? Is it possible? Media. Want to go? In essence, in summary, what's the Bible saying? Don't be subjected to human or be subjected by human what? Ideas. There are a lot of human ideas sponsored by spirit beings. Don't be subjected by them. You have to see life the way God wants you to see life. We walk by faith and not by sight. Say, I walk by faith and not by sight. Shout it one more time. Want to go? To walk by faith is not to be playing cool. You make things happen. That's what it means to walk by to walk by faith. I was telling my wife before church. I said, I want us to get all the land in that place we call land. So Pastor Simon, but she was giving a very beautiful advice as a woman. And I said to her, if you don't make a move, nothing will happen. I said, I want to have a meeting with the people that have it. I went to have a meeting today with one. I want to have a meeting. Now, I'm having a meeting with all of them there that have lands. And I'm telling them I want to buy the land. Unbelievable. I know you are wondering, what is it doing? Is it mad? I just booked another one tomorrow morning to tell the man again that I want to buy his land. We're talking about almost 15 million right now. 15 to 16 million. And I told him I want to buy it. I like faith challenge. I said to her, faith without work is dead. You must make efforts. I can't say, God, I believe you've given me all these things. Let your will be done. No, we make moves. You know, I thought one time on faith moves. That the victory that's overcome the world is our what? Our faith. You must learn to use your faith. See yourself the right way. Talk the right way. Hang on to God's principles. You cannot be saying, God, I have faith for you, and you are not believing or doing His principles. You are just a hypocrite. And you make it very difficult for God's hand to be upon your life. It's not possible. Some people are saying, the Lord is causing me to prosper in the name of Jesus. And they are humanizers. How does it work? Humanize us. It's not possible. Because if you are a womanizer, when the Lord gives you money, you become useless. That is why he says, seek first the kingdom. He wants you to be changed. He wants you to have a new nature before you walk in prosperity. The priority of God upon your life is not money yet. It is that you are conformed to the image of the Christ. Then he said, every other good thing will be what? Added unto you. Meaning if you want every other thing to be added unto you, if you are wise, don't seek the things. Seek your place in Christ. It is the secret of having every other thing what? Added to you. And it's not difficult to seek your place in Christ. Just give to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Christianity is not hard. Tell somebody that. Where to go? Christianity is not hard. It's not a tough religion. In fact, Christianity is not one of the world's religions. It is the life of God expressed to human beings. It is God's kingdom finding expression on the earth through we, his sons. We are not one of the world's religions. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. In 3 John, he said, dear beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health and prosper, even as your, meaning if your soul is not capacitated yet, forget it. You will not touch money. You will never touch it. You must first be capacitated in your mind. Your mind must be able to assimilate all of this reality. He told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, that I will give it to hand you. You must be able to see it. You must be able to open your eyes and see in the spirit. Like I was saying, yes, see from the other side. The faith realm. What God has for you. Don't allow the words of limitation in the physical to limit you from seeing in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Joseph did not allow the problems he had to limit him from seeing God's provision. He was ready to get into the prison because he knew something upon his life can make him to reproduce that result anywhere. He couldn't treasure, he couldn't lose anything for the presence of God in his life. He knew the secret of the blessing. He knew the secret of every prosperity he had. You can take everything, but if the presence of God is upon my life, I can have everything. And he had it back. The devil wants you to be double-minded. Some of you have lost job and you are double-minded. You've lost your job, you are double-minded. You are wondering if it is even worth it serving Jesus. You are wondering. And the Bible says God can never bless a double-minded man. That a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways and receives what? Nothing from the Lord. You are just in your own prison now. Your own prison. They lied to you. You lose the job. They lied to you. Look at the great sacrifice Joseph made. He said, how can I do this great sin and wickedness against God? That sacrifice, isn't it? Do you know what I'm talking about here? The wife of the general, the wife of the man that gave him a job. She was not just a wife. She was beautiful. According to the Bible, very beautiful woman. And he refused. He said, I cannot do this great wickedness against God. Sin, and he called it wickedness against God. Look at the sacrifice. You got a job. You sacrifice for the things of God. You now lost. He said, if God is real, why did I lose it? Why would I stay? After, you don't be wondering if God is alive. If God is with you. You wake up in the morning and say, I don't even feel the anointing again. Don't disturb yourself. Some will start singing, open the book of remembrance. Listen, you are not walking in faith. You didn't do nothing. No problem. What did Joseph do to go back to prison? He did the right thing and he went to prison. But he still maintained his teeth in the Holy Spirit. He was not after 2 weeks, 1 week, the keeper, said, Joseph, please take care of what? Prisoner in charge of prisoners. That was not enough. The anointing was so much upon his life that when they left, the person he was with, that he was in, you know, he was still using his gift. He was still behaving well. You know, some of you will lose jobs and not be behaving well again. He was still behaving well. He was still sharpening his gift. Even in the prison, he was interpreting dreams. Meaning, when they wake up in the morning and they are trying to do something, Joseph will go and hide himself somewhere in the prison and, Father, I thank you for your presence. He will still pray.
the anointing will come upon his life. They will sleep. God will not cause. I mean, when problem come, the record, I had a terrible dinner. Joseph will say, come, I have an interpretation. He was giving accurate prophetic words. In prison, everybody respected him like he was not a prisoner. When they went out, they remembered him because of what he did. And when they told the king about him, they brought him out. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. They brought him out. When they brought Joseph out, he interpreted the dream. He interpreted the dream. You know, you may have been practicing for so many years. Doing something for so many years, just for showing it in a day. And that opportunity is about to come to you. Some people don't understand what I'm trying to say. I've been in the choir for 7 years and all I'm doing is sing, or teach people how to sing. Keep on doing it perfectly. You will sing one day and the world will be looking for a way to come and sit down and hear you sing. Just one opportunity. You were making bread, blah, blah, blah. And now you are getting weary because everybody is selling bread. So you have given up. I want to learn another thing. You don't know who you are. If you understand who you are, like Peter, there are a lot of people trying to catch fish. But at thy word, Peter said, I will cast my nets. Listen, you are not being wicked. The anointing upon your life will separate you from everybody. In the Old Testament, when they pour the anointing upon you, you are separated for a special purpose. You cannot be anointed and be the same like everybody, even though you practice the same skill. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Like I always tell you people many years ago, classmate is not grace mate. Don't behave like your classmates. You are light of the world. I remember many years ago, they were describing me in the class. They said, this one, when they introduced me as a student, a lot of people were shocked. They said that they felt like I was only coming to the department to just come and sit down. How did they know I was a student? In 400 level semester, I was doing a presentation. And everybody was, what? He's a student. I'll never forget that presentation. When I wrote it and we're doing it a day to the exam, to the presentation, I remember a lady, she stood up and said, we're definitely getting an A, all of us. I'm not reading anything again. When we did the presentation, somebody came out. I told him the story, right? I said, Pastor, please, can I present it? I cannot answer any question. Let me just present, then you answer the question. And when he came and presented something and missed some points, the man said, it is not even nice. I'm going to give him an A and all of you, I'll give you B's. I smiled. And everybody turned to me. When we went outside, they said, come, Pastor, we are sorry. Pastor, sorry. Pastor, sorry. That's why they knew I was a student in 400 level. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And they all, now as a student, I'm not trying to brag. As a student, lecturer sold seats to me. I'm not bragging. I'm not trying to make them look small. They sold seats to me. As a student, I had lecturers attend my meeting. I've met several times that they've seen me coming to the department and they come, Pastor, kindly pray for me. Outside, no shame. I hold it. I never told them I'm anointed. Pastor, please just say a word of prayer for me. As I'm finishing, he's dropping a seed and he's going, almost kneeling down, I'll be holding down. No, don't kneel down, don't kneel down. I was not the first man of God that came to that department. No jokes. Hallelujah to Jesus. I've met people several times that come to me in the department and say, prophet, I want to be like you. Some don't even know I'm a pastor. A young man, I will never forget. He came to me and said, I like you. You know, if it's this generation now, we'll be thinking it was a long time ago when all these things have not started. He said, I like you. I said, thank you. He said, you are too nice. You are gentle. You are kind. There's something different about your life. I said, oh, really? He said, yes. Please, can I be close to you? I said, no problem. You can. Several times I've seen that happen to me. Several times. Several times. People just walk to me. And, you know, because I walk with the consciousness of my call. I talk with the consciousness of my call.
I behave with the consciousness of my call. I know who I am. And that's how you should behave. All of you. You are light of the world. Are you listening to me? The emphasis is that prosperity, you don't get prosperity the way everybody thinks you get prosperity. There's a place for hard work. But we'll touch it tomorrow more. Let's touch the spiritual side tonight. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you stay with God and make sure that you maintain, you become the right person for the presence of God to always engulf you, you will never be poor in your life. Entering a place with the presence of God, do you know what that means? It is bigger than entering a place with any godfather. I know what I'm telling you. It is bigger. I told you what happened to me in Abuja. How that I was going to AFCC office to collect our Kumol certificate. And they told me it was Friday. They were closed. That was after 5 or to 5 thereabout. And there was no way anybody would answer me. And all of a sudden a man came outside and said, he was walking and he stopped. He said, do you need anything? I first said, I didn't say no. I said, yeah, I need. So while we were talking, he said, well, I don't work here. In my heart, I said, so why did you ask me? Because I was praying in tongues, just going up and down under my breath. And he said to me, but my brother is the one in charge. I said, wow. He said, follow me. I feel like I should help you. And we went and passed through, went to the brother's place. They checked 2 files. They saw our certificate there, Glory Charismatic. He removed it. He said, oh, is it churches? The man said, oh, you are a pastor. I said, no wonder. He said, God bless you. You can go. Please pray for us. He left. That's how I collected it. But remember, before I went there, I said this to you before. I said, I sent words. The lawyer told me, pastor, you cannot collect it on Friday. I said, the miracle will happen. Because I know who I am. How do you activate the blessing upon your life? Words. Don't joke with it. That's why Jesus says, seek first kingdom. Seek first what? Kingdom. Because when you understand your kingly place in Christ, you can speak to things and they will obey you. That's how to get all the kind of prosperity in your life. How did God cause things to happen in the beginning? Let there be, and there was. Let there be, and there was. Let there be. And you know, prosperity does not just stop at money. There's health prosperity. There's mind prosperity. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. You know, you can be prosperous towards things and not be prosperous towards God. Let me show you in scripture. Open your Bible to Luke 12. I was amazed when I saw that part of scripture. That it is possible to be prosperous, to prosper towards useless things. I will just take the opportunity to explain who a fool is according to scripture. Are you here? Proverbs 1:32. Can you have it in the TPT? Like an idiot. Do you like this rendition? You have turned away from me and choosing destruction instead. Your self-satisfied smugness will kill you. That's too big. Give us in the Amplified. That was harsh, isn't it? I mean, the TPT guy was very, very angry. Who the hell would behave like that against me? For the turning away of the naive will kill them. And the careless ease of self-righteous fools will what? Destroy them. I think this is quite deep too. Let's just be mild. NKJV. NKJV. 1, 2, everybody read. Give me verse 31. Am I missing out something? 1, 2, go. Next part of scripture. This is a scripture we use when we say the prosperity of a word, fool destroys them. Now, let me explain who a fool is according to scripture. Or give me the old KJV. Let me be sure of something. Old King James. The prosperity of what? Fool shall destroy them. So that you understand what it means. Now, open your Bibles to
Luke 12 in the old KJV, right? Let me just give you a simple background about Luke 12. A part of it talks about a man that had so much money, isn't it? He had a lot of money and he now said, my soul, rest and what? Eat. What did God call such a man? He said, you fool. He said, thou fool. He said, today, the choice you made will what? Kill you. According in the original, it means the devil is coming after your soul. Or, one of the person that gave a commentary on that scripture. Now, if you look at it, you think God killed the guy. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? God did not kill him. According to the original, it is written like this. If you get destroyed today, who will take possession of your prosperity? Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Or your possession. Let's see it in the Amplified version. Give me from where the story starts. From where you see God speaking to the fool. God calling him a fool. Where the guy said, Luke 12, where the guy said, verse what? 20. Old KJV, Luke 12, 20. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be? Now, the way it's written is as if God said, he will what? Kill him. No, that's not how it is in the original. It's more like God asking a question. If, for instance, your soul is gone from the earth, he now said, then who shall those things be for? Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Which thou hast what? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Maybe I'll explain more tomorrow so that you don't. You know, some of you, when we are talking like this, you are like, I'm thinking we are trying to cover God. That's not what we are trying to do. Next part of scripture. So is he that laid up what? Treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Did you see something here? Everybody read, one to go. So the Bible is trying to say, like that rich, foolish man. The devil, you see, you can be rich towards things and not towards God. At that point, Satan can take your soul anytime he wants to take your soul. He can take your life anytime he wants to take your life. Then when he takes your life, who will now own all of those things? Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? But if you are rich towards God, you cannot end up like that rich man. Are you people getting what the scripture is trying to make you understand? Glory to God forevermore. So who is a fool? There are different fools in scripture. The one that say there is no God. It is the same fools that answers, we want to gather things for ourselves and blah, blah, blah. They are the same category, but they did the same. We are talking about different levels of their foolishness. At some point they say there is no God. And at some point they think they are gathering things for themselves. God said they are just being rich towards things. And Satan can kill them anytime he wills. He said, but for one that is rich towards God, it will not happen like that. Say, I'm rich towards God. What does it mean to be rich towards God? You can't be sick. Fulfilling the scripture that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. So you see, you have the anointing of God upon your life. You are rich and you cannot suffer sickness. When sickness comes knocking on the door, because of the kingly anointing upon your life, you are seeking first the kingdom. You know your place in Christ. What do you do? You speak words. You release words over your health. I can never be sick in the name of Jesus. You attack sickness to its brim. It goes away from your life. And then you cannot enjoy your money. But if you don't know your place in Christ and cancer comes, some people will start donating to charity because they think the end of their life has come. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Am I saying donating to charity is wrong? No. But a lot of people, sometimes you see them donating to charities because they are counting their days now. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? For instance, I said a story, was it on Tuesday, how I used to know somebody that when she found out that she doesn't have a long time to stay upon the face of the earth, I began to see traces because the person was close to me. I started seeing traces. The interest of the person changed. The person now became quite charitable. Especially towards the orphanage. I remember the person saying one time, I want to have an orphanage to give to the poor. And it's not like that's a bad statement, but me discerning as a prophet, I am seeing the person agreeing to debt. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I'm seeing the person agreeing to that, saying that all that matters now is me just giving to charity, and it doesn't really matter because I don't have a long way to go again. Are you listening to me? Or like I joke on Sunday, an HIV patient will write on the wall on the bridge and said, I'm looking for another HIV patient so that we'll get married. They've given up. God did not create us like that, with that mindset. He created man and he said, take dominion upon the face of the earth. Say, I have dominion upon the face of the earth. He said, rule and reign. Meaning you can refuse sickness. You can refuse sickness. You can boldly say, I cannot be sick. Righteous conscience, that's part of the ingredients of your righteous consciousness. You can be sick. You cannot be poor. You don't expect sickness. You don't talk like you may be sick. There's no potency of getting sick in my life. I can be sick. I refuse to be sick. It is settled in my spirit. Sickness cannot come nigh me. And that anointing upon your life will cover your family. Your child gets sick. They want to operate your child. They imagine one time they tell you they want to cut your child's leg. And all you know is that you are a professor in philosophy. That's all you read. That's where your information stops. Or you're a master of anatomy. You have masters in anatomy. That's all you knew. Information and not what? Revelation. But for us that have revelation, you want to do what? Cut the child's leg. Why? Because he had... You call all the English name. We say no. This is what it means to be read towards God. Are you listening to me? You say no. You can't cut my child's leg. I said, that's the only option, no sir. They are speaking from their information, but we walk by faith and not by sight. The things that are not seen are more real than the things we see. What they are seeing is very real to them, but we see a good leg. Jesus told the woman in the temple, he said, stretch forth thy hand. There was no hand. He said, stretch forth thy hand. Calling the things which are not as though they were. It's another kind of level of prosperity. As I'm talking now, you are seeing that money is one of the least realm of prosperity, isn't it? The least realm. You can have all the money and use it to treat cancer all the days of your life. There are billionaires that are not happy. They can count their days. Satan has lied to a lot of people. Do you know how many people have compromised their faith to have money? And they are still compromising every day. Compromise their faith. Compromise their life. Do you know how many young ladies have slept with older people to have money? You think it's only ladies? Even men. Look at the things happening in the industries. I was sharing with some of you on Sunday. What is happening in some of these top industries? The demonic things, demonic conditions they give them. But those that know their God, the Bible says, they shall be strong. And they shall do what? You will still do the exploit. Be expectant to do the exploit. Be expectant. Be expectant. How do you walk in prosperity? I said, after you read God's word, then you activate it by faith. The switch of faith is what? Action. God has told you, you sing in nations. Then you sit in your... God said you sing in nations. You are sitting there. You are waiting to go and sing in nations. No action of faith. You've not made an attempt for the nations to hear your voice. You are just seated. God said, I will sing in nations. Brothers and sisters, that person may sit in his 100 years. And nobody in his street will know him. Because faith without work is what? You know why we are insulting some of these gospel singers? Some of them are not grown. But they have faith to push. Every morning they are pushing content. You that claim you know this thing, you are seated in your house like they pour cold water on your body. And you are complaining, that is carnal. That song is carnal. Do the one that is not carnal. Do it. Last night I was looking at a video. A young man was singing gospel song. He collected a lady's phone and did like this. When they snapped, he gave her the phone. He still kept on performing for Jesus. I got so angry in my spirit. I said, if it's not TGC that are falling my hand, Pastor Iman, I'm telling them, sing, they are not doing it. All this rubbish will not be seen. Because right, you will not wake up and make moves. Who told you people don't know the right sound? They know. Why foolishness is trending is because some of you are not waking up.
waking up. How can you be performing a gospel artist? You are singing for Jesus. You now tell somebody to give you their phone. They gave you the phone. You now did a selfie. I'm sure Jesus was included in that selfie. And you did a video. When you covered the crowd, you now give them back. You kept on performing. Look at the nonsense Christianity is turning into. And you know the bad thing, the sad thing is that some of us, those people are becoming models for our Christian singers. Some of our Christian singers, they'll just sit there and say, oh God, take me to this level. Yeah, they want to get to that level. They will see that kind of thing and say, oh God is gracious to this guy. I mean, we had singers, Sammy's like, I've forgotten his name, oh my Jesus, that prophesied about Donald Trump. Many years he died. A psalmist as a prophet, he sang, today I always play his tape about Donald Trump. He said, the Lord will raise a man. He doesn't know the man, he called his name, Trump shall be a trumpet. He died many years. We are seeing the reality today. Indeed, that man is a trumpet. The way he's blowing very hot. The first person I remember when I saw how Trump started behaving was the man. Many years ago, I heard his song, he prophesied about Trump. Today's gospel singers, is in a flow, money flow, money, material things, rubbish. You see, they sing about nonsense. It's hurting for us that really love this God and want to push this kingdom. It's so hurting in our spirit. It's so frustrating. And some people will see all those material possessions and think that is the blessing of the Lord. You can be rich towards things and not rich towards God. Are you seeing it in the Bible? It is possible. The worth of a man's life does not consist of, it's not a function of the abundance of things that he has. That's what the Bible said. Is the Bible denying you that you should have physical prosperity? No. But don't use that to judge the worth of a man's life. You can have a lot of physical prosperity and still be foolish. That is why he wants you to prosper even as your soul prospers. Sometimes condition can make you prosper before your soul is prospering. And I want you to realize that if you find yourself there, humble yourself and still learn. If you learn, you become even more prosperous physically. I told myself when I saw that video, I said, I will check the followers of this person on Instagram. When I opened it, I started seeing the badge. And the rest. I said it. We're not being foolish. We understand exactly what we're saying. You are a gospel artist. You are following the band. It's not like the man is condemned. We're not saying he's going to hell. But what are you trying to say? What are you saying? You know, that action you took is a statement in the physical and even in the supernatural. What you are trying to say is that this guy has become a good model for us, even gospel artists. That's what you are trying to say. And my fear with all this is that young people are trying to emulate this lifestyle. Many years ago, I used to have some people who used to grow. Not that they were growing directly under us, but they used to come around once in a while we were in Kaduna. Many years ago. And I remember one of them who now became a minister of the gospel and started working in the prophetic. I remember one time he posted. And while he posted, it was his shoe. So I said, come out of this car. This is how your life will be new. He didn't say my shoe is new. And I messaged him and said, in Hausa, I said, you are going away small. You better change that thing. Go and delete that post. This is somebody that when he sees us, yes sir, celebrate you, sir. He said, man of God, don't talk to us like that. We are not babies anymore. I said, I just lifted up my hands. I said, surrendering to God, have mercy on my life. I thought that I can talk to this boy. He said, don't talk to us like that. We have grown. We understand how these things work. I said, sorry, sir. After saying sorry, sir, I did not reply again. I just blocked him. Boom. Many years down the line, I started hearing rumors that they caught him somewhere faking prophecies or something.
told us the story. The man caught the person too. I would not mention them because if I mention, some of you in those parts will know the people. They caught them faking and arranging miracles and prophecies. I said to myself, I'm not excited about the news. I said, we said this thing to this boy many years ago. But he wanted money. You can imagine, after doing that foolishness for a while, when they caught him, he now came back to me and said he wants us to travel out of the country. I said, I'm not going outside the country. He now said to me that I should actually speak words for him. He's about to break into a nation. He sent a flyer. I blocked him again on WhatsApp. He did not repent. He still continued that path. Why? His eyes were on what? Rubies. The Bible says, when you set your eyes on rubies, you end where? In nothing. He said, but when you set your eyes on wisdom, you end in plenty. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? We're trying to raise a new set of people that see beyond money. If it's money, you must have money. And there's a mindset that qualifies you to have money the right way. Are you listening to me? But I'm trying to raise by God's grace a standard of people that when God takes you to those heights of money, you will not be showing your private jet, your car. It doesn't need to be on social media. It must not be there. Nobody needs to know what you have. What we are doing today, a lot of people are under pressure. There are even Christian Yahoo. Hope you know. You'll be shocked the amount of choir boys doing Yahoo now. Generally in the body of Christ, you'll be amazed. I went somewhere, somebody met me after the meeting. He said, Pastor, what you said touched me. Is it possible for us to recover money that the white people stole from us? I said, I don't understand what you are saying. Please come out clear. He said, if for instance we are trying to fight back for what is rightfully ours. I said, what is rightfully yours? He said, sir, I don't want people to hear me. I'm in Yahoo. I'm doing Yahoo. And I don't know, is he right? I heard his both of his heads. I said, young man, it's not right. You know it. He said, sir, so this message today touched me, but if I stop Yahoo now, who will help me? I had to collect his number and speak to him that night. You know, we've not been taught these things. God is your source. Shout it out, I want to go. God is my source. Who will help you? God has helped you. God can help you. Are you listening to me? Just that the way you are looking for the help, you are going about it the wrong way. God does not help you by giving you cash. He gives you the ability to bring what? Cash! Some of you seated here are CEOs. But the only thing robbing you your vision is begging lives, begging lifestyle, begging. Donut is going out. Dodo, donut, donut. Please buy me donut as you are coming back. That is why you will never see what God has placed over your life. The begging spirit. Do you know a lot of people are like that? They beg. Especially ladies, beg even on Facebook. Beg on WhatsApp. Classy begging. Somebody message you, hi. Say hi. How are you doing? Not fine. Why? My gas are finished. Who the hell asked you? You are chatting with somebody for a while. I heard this one from one of my boys. You are just chatting for a while. Say, can I ask for a favor, please? You just know somebody under 5 minutes. You are asking for a favor. Then you now hear ladies say, all these boys, all they want is sex, sex, sex. You just know somebody today. You want to sleep with the person today. What kind of stupid thing is that? You just know somebody today. In 5 minutes. You want the person to give you 10,000 in 5 minutes. Look at how daft. I will never forget the day I quarreled in my house the first time. I almost shouted for my mother. The first day in my life, I almost raised my voice was because of my two sisters. Me, my charity begins from home. If I don't do it at home, I will not preach it to you people. You all know me. I came into the house one time, they were laughing, two of them. So I pretended like I was not hearing this. The mumu don't send them. I said, what was it? So I look at them. I heard this one are goats. They were like goats. So I now went closer. And I saw that somebody sent money. Another person sent recharge card. I fronted my face. I said, who sent it? They don't calm their face. Rasimon, we did not beg anybody to send us money. We did not beg anybody to send us money. You know, when they are wrong, they start talking so fast. We not beg you, you just send us money. You say you want to send us money, we now say, and now say, let me see the name. Mugu. Mumu. I said, Mama Simon come inside. I'm serious, that's what I said. When she came, she said, Simon, why are you calling me like that? I said, please sit down. Eh? I said, yes, ma, sit down. Just this time. Am I not the firstborn of this? I said, you are firstborn, but you are small boy. I said, sit down, mommy. Let me just talk something. I said, is this what you are teaching these children? My mother was very shocked. I said, tell them. They explained. She stood up, she expressed her dismay, blah, blah, blah. And of course, well, I trusted God, they stopped that rubbish. That's another way of being foolish as a young woman. Are you listening to me? You are chopping somebody's money. Chopping. Then when they make attempt to chop you, you want to run away. I don't know how to say the thing, but I'll try and say. You want to run away. Say, they raped me. You know, you're on AIT. They raped me, oh! Kodei lifestyle can never work in prosperity. Kodei. God can never give you money as a Kodei. You are one of the fools the Bible talks about. The prosperity of a fool destroys him. A Kodei can never be rich. Longer throat. They are cooking beans in your house, but you want to take ice cream. Longer throat. Listen to me, oh, GCMI. I will tell you the truth first. Before anybody will tell you. It's ice cream. Wake up from your slumber. Wake up from your sleep. Don't be a beggar. You can't walk in prosperity that way. If you observe, now that you are becoming, if you were like that, now that you are becoming a serious Christian, if you observe, you are always broke. Do you know why you are always broke? Because you can't do those things again now that you are a serious Christian. In fact, now that you are a serious Christian, you are tempted to tell people in a holy way to give you money. They'll be asking you out, you'll be refusing. As a, can I ask you for a favor? That's a serious Christian. No? Serious Christian have sent account number, but she's still maintaining her holiness tees. You must cut off every distraction. All of those people are distractions. Are you listening to me? Set your gaze on the Lord. Set your gaze. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
glory to God forevermore. Set your gaze on the Lord. Set it on the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. Alone. Jacob was committed to God and he prospered. Read your Bible. Just to God, not to anyone. He was not a hypocrite. He prospered. He that seeth in the secret shall reward where? In you. Promotion comes from where? Above. If you are faithful to God, doing all those things is not sin. He will still prosper you. He will prosper you openly. You are doing it secretly. But how will he prosper you? Openly. Everybody will see it when he prospers you. Are you all listening to me tonight? Glory to God forevermore. Lastly, before we go, talking about prosperity, material prosperity, there must be right expectations. You cannot be seeing yourself on top and big and be behaving small. It's not possible. Listen, there are things you used to say you should not say again. There are food you used to eat you should stop eating. Stop eating poverty food. You are not the poorest. And they will think I'm trying to... Pastor, you don't understand Nigeria. Listen to me! God is not that wicked on your case. There's a kind of mistrust you should stop. As a righteous, listen, it's true. Terrible mistrust. Practice certain lifestyles. You can't wake up early in the morning and you are pounding yam by 7 a.m. You can't. Some of you are not smiling. I know your problem. Say, I'm prosperous. Boom, I'm prosperous. Is pounded yam bad? Which prosperous person will wake up any morning to blind his vision? You are eating akpu by 8. And God say, open your eyes as far as your eyes can see. What will you see? According to science, that's bad. Now, somebody may say, but Pastor, I don't have those other food. You don't want to buy them. How can I wake up in the morning and be eating cheese and egg? That's not food now. It's appetizer. Call it food. It's food. You know, one time I was watching a movie and I saw how they ate. An American movie. Took this one small thing and said, Mom, I'm full. I said, wait, is this you? That's how God started helping me. I had to go and browse. I said, what quantity of food does the body need? When I saw it, I said, Jesus Christ, this quantity of food, very small quantity. Then I said, every other one is waste. I started practicing it small. It's not easy, but I tried. After a while, I found out that my body was adjusting to it. Do you know all of us, the quantity of food we eat is according to how we're trained. There are some of you, they will mold this thing, and when you are done, you say, I never belly food. It's not like that is how you would have been eating all your life, but that's how you were trained to eat. And if you train your children to eat that way, it will not be nice. I know you cannot train your children or take your children to where you have not gone to. Mommy is dishing food like this for children, but she's eating food like that, Pastor. So have the right expectations of life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't dress like you are a beggar, like you are the most broke woman be upon the face of the earth. There's some people you see them dress and you want to help them, give them money. Car, you they suffer or take. If they do that to you, you are not a child of God. Some, before they even do it, they have explained. My brother had never take. Thank you. You see? You don't save me, oh. God hates that lifestyle. He hates it. Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to what? Please God. You can't please God as a beggar. It's only faith that pleases God. Go back home, change those things. Change it. They say, come to church, wear your shoe, wear this one. I say, no, I don't get package shirt. How much is the shirt you are wearing now? How much is package shirt? Hope you know. I don't know if they still have it. We have bought package at 300 before.
Yes, sir.
Won it, and people say, Pastor, how many thousand did you buy this thing? I say, my brother, just leave that. We give God the glory. Because I don't want to lie. I will never forget in BSU, I bought the shirt 300 white. Change the button, bought gold button. Change all the normal button to gold button. Slim fitted the shirt. Wore it on a Sunday. Starch it, wore it on a Sunday. And everybody's attention was towards me in the church. After service, people were coming. Man, this will go. This will shed. Where you buy them? I said, my brother, I'll show you later. God bless you. God bless you, people. God bless you, people. I was going with my 300 naira shirt. And if you really understand this thing, you understand that it's not the shirt that defines you. It is you that define the shirt. You can wear a 500 naira shirt. And people will see it and ask you, how many thousand you buy the shirt? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Stop complaining every time. There are some people who always complain they don't have money. Make a move. The Bible says, if you are not faithful with the unrighteous mammon, who will trust you with true riches? God will not trust you with true riches. In comparison, God used the parable of the talents to explain that. He gave some people talent. He gave one, gave one, two, gave one, three, gave one, four, gave one, five. The one with five brought double. The one with three brought double. The one with two brought double. The one with one took it. He then came with a very good face and humble sound voice. Master, I don't want to
spoil this thing you've given me, lost it. So I went and kept it and brought it for you. To show you the true character of that person, see the response of Jesus. You wicked and what? Ungrateful servant. Meaning he was talking like a humble person, but Jesus was like, you know, how many of you have seen where they give a child meat and the child says thank you in a way that the father understands that he doesn't appreciate the meat? How many of you have been there before? You said thank you, but your parents caught the message in your thank you. It is not the regular thank you you always used to say. Do you understand? So they just understand from the tone that you have been ungrateful. Even though you sounded like this, thank you, sir. That's what happened with that man. He said thank you, but Jesus knew that he was being ungrateful and wicked. He said, you are looking at the people I gave five. That is why you kept your one and returned it, because you are wicked, greedy, ungrateful. Meaning Jesus was like, forget about the people I gave five. Multiply the one I've given you. From God's perspective, that guy with one can end up becoming richer than all of them. Why God gave him that one was God, probably God saw that he had more capacity to produce. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Those people had less capacity. That's why I gave them like that. But you have more capacity, and that is why you have like this. Jesus will always ask, what do you have? He wanted to multiply fish and bread. He didn't say, fall from heaven. He said, what do we have? What do we have? Anytime God tells you to do something new, check what you have. It is from what you have that he wants to start something new. He will not just bring it from, it is from what you have. That small business you have, if God said, I'm making you a billionaire, it is from there. Check it. If you check it, he will now give you more capacity. He will give you strategies that will blow your mind. God can give you one idea that can change your life forever. But he must have it at the center of his being, his thought, that you have him at heart. That you have taken upon yourself his yoke and burden. That you want his kingdom to make progress. I tell you the truth, that's the secret to prosperity. Seek first the kingdom. He said, every other word, good thing will be added. Any man that loves Jesus will give to Jesus from any level of his prosperity. That's a proof that you love Jesus, because where your heart is, your treasure will be there. You can't claim that you love God and the little you have, you cannot remove and appreciate God. From what God is saying, if you cannot be faithful in the small you have, you will not be faithful in the plenty. I remember many years ago, I took my last 500, bought a recharge card. We tried some very deadly things in BSU, and I sent to a particular man of God. So when he called me, I was so ashamed. I said, so sorry, sir. He's a very small seed. He now said, Simon, the Lord said I should call you as I loaded this card. And I want to talk to you with this card. I was like, is this man looking down my seat? He said, God told me you sent your last money. Is that true? I said, yes, sir. He said, never call any seed small. He now said, speaking to me about the mustard seed. He said, God said, because you sowed this seed, I will enlarge your capacity. And it was my last 500 naira. Instead of eating, I was so angry. I took it out and I sold recharge card to him. I remember another time. You can, if they like, let them catch me. Whether it's VDMO, whether it's Damanako, Damuaniko. Let them catch me and send it in. God, no, I'm not lying. Many years ago, I remember I gave somebody my last money, one of my sons in the faith. He came to my house and that his parents had not given him money yet. And there's no money. Now, you are my son in the faith, and me, I have small money, and you don't have money. I can't lie. So when he said, I said, when would they send? He said, in the evening, sir, but hungry, want to kill me, sir. So he said, sir, me, I just came home. I don't know where to go to. So I wanted to tell him, go and come back. It was my last 200 naira. 200. And that time, 200 will give you good food for afternoon. The Lord give you understanding. You eat akpu, not without, wheat. If you're able to buy meat of 100 naira at that time, oh, you bought meat indeed. And the akpu is not this type now that you just do like this in the name of Jesus. It was heavy. I wanted to go and eat akpu before he entered. And as he was speaking, I said, no, I can't lie. I said, so take, I go and, as I just gave him, he just, thank you, sir. I'll just go and buy oil and buy this. He was just telling me everything we buy. With 200, I know some of you are surprised. What oil with 200 buy now? He went back home. As he was leaving, because I was on my way out, as he was leaving, I wanted to leave. And I sense a strong anointing upon me. So, I forgot that I gave him my last 200. and then try to get, you know, when you give somebody money and you are looking for the same money. I took my hand to carry the 200 and it was a fresh new 200. You know, some people say 200,000. 200. God knows why he gave me the 200 back. He was trying to teach me something. New one. So I said, wait. Did I give you the money? He said, yes, sir. Yeah, thank you, sir. Maybe he thought I want to collect it back. He moved. I went back inside my room. Tears filled my eyes. I said, oh, I gave this guy money. I gave him money. I was looking at the money like this. I'm not joking. The anointing gripped me. I couldn't move. I had to sit on a chair. The presence of God filled me, meaning God was pleased. I can't tell you how many times I opened my Bible, I saw new money. You know, some people, I suppose somebody saying something today. He say, how can somebody say God give miracle money? Does God have machine that prints naira notes? Does God have a fish pond where he multiplied fishes? Did he employ anybody to fry the fish? How can you believe to God? Calculate it. When they multiply fish, who fried the fish? You think it's only manna that came from heaven? Fried fish came from heaven. Jesus Christ. Caught me anywhere. The people did not eat fresh fish. What did they eat? Baked bread. Caught me anywhere. How will money be entering people's phone and they'll be getting a lot? If I had not experienced it, I would have not stand against it. Even me, maybe if I didn't experience it, I would have argued. You people are, some of you are here from campus days. How the thing will hit people and they'll start crying in service. There's this lady, the money just hit, she started crying. This one, that's why she married me. First time she came to church. How does miracle money happen? Sometimes you can't really explain it. For her, she said, when she got home, they said, during the service, around that time, the parents were just, let's just send some money to her. And they wired around a huge amount of money. I can't remember, was it 60 there about? They wired it. They just decided to wire during the service. Just like the soldier said, let me not break his bone. Doesn't know that it has been written. Some people can just remember you and say, that I don't owe this money too much. Make I just send them back. I mean, it's happening to you in the name of Jesus. You know, some people are like, how does it work? I know you have been following. You know, when you are doubting my teaching, you have been on Facebook too long. Maybe the suit the person wore is the same suit you are wearing. But check the Bible. Check the Bible. I would have even dared to believe until I heard a point of the podcast that the out of our belly water don't flow. That it's from Jesus that water flowed to our... My God. Meaning our songs like, out of my belly, water cannot flow from our belly. Who are we? So Jesus is foolish to say, you Samaritan woman, I can dig a well. He said, if you know who is talking to you, you will not only give him water, you will understand that he can even dig a well for you. In your own stomach. And out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers. Listen, let me tell you, you know why most people follow such people is because they talk against money. They are greedy. The only followers such a person will have is greedy followers. They are greedy. If not, let's be very, very sincere. What is in tithe that is making people angry? What is in tithe? Should I explain what tithe is? Tithe is 100 naira inside 1,000. Tithe is 100 naira. Tithe is 10 naira inside 100 naira. Are you people hearing what I'm... Don't look the word big like that too. That's what tithe is. Okay, if tithe is why you are poor, take back your 10 naira. Take back your 100 naira. Take back your 1,000. You had 9,000. You gave God 1,000. You now say it's because he did not complete the 1,000. That's why the business did not work. Is that not Satan destroying your mindset? You have done greater things with your money than giving God a tenth of your offering. And you did not complain to those systems. You went to school for how many years? Did they give you a job? Why do you think church is your problem? How can somebody have mind to face church rather than federal government in this country? Federal government now and human beings are facing church. Hey, are you okay? The thieves, you are joining thieves to show it is they are under the influence of the devil. You look at a church from Zinc House. The church has branches in almost every nation of the earth. Instead of wondering what kind of wisdom and leadership is this, imagine such a man is the president of your nation. Imagine such a man. This one is tied to the pay. That love word is in almost every part of the world today. They have their bank. They don't even need the federal government assistance for anything. From tithe, you they pay you tax for how many years? Allocation for how many years? Look at where our nation is. Then you and the nation are facing the church. It's an attack. What I'm telling you people what I know. See, the devil is against your finances. You see this mindset saying Christians cannot be rich. Satan is attacking us because he understands what God wants to do in the last days. We need money to push the gospel and the kingdom more than ever in these last days. I mean, it's high time we stand up and start buying things. It's not a joke. They told my friend to leave his hall in Jos, that they bought it to change it to a mosque. When he told me, we're just saying, we say, oh God, money is a defense. He said, Pastor, I could not stop praying for a day stretch. I said, why? He said, they just collected my home to build a mosque around Bauchi Road in Jos. They told him, the man came and told him, you have just 2 weeks to round up. Well, they bought it, was supposed to start a mosque, constructing a mosque here. And some people are saying, God does not prosper people. Who the hell are you? Imagine we are here now doing service and somebody comes and say, we have gotten this place and we don't want any church here. Who pursued us? It's not God, though. It's money that pursued us. If God wants to make you so powerful, one of the things he must give you in this world is money. It's not like money is more powerful than God. It is God that will give you the money so that you are powerful the way he wants you to be powerful. He said, for even money is a word, defense. Call one person in the Bible that was broke. Call. Stand up and mention one man that followed God in the Bible that is broke. Somebody say even Judas. Who stole from the spoil? The money was too much. He was stealing. Yet nobody knew he was stealing. The money was much. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? Have crazy, go back home, change the way you see life. Change the way you see life. Have big dreams. You tell yourself, I'm getting my car next year. It will hit your head. Boom! What did I just say? It will enlarge your capacity. I remember when I told Mama T, we came out from GT Bank together, and I told her, before I got married, I said, I think it's time. I just felt a kind of strange atmosphere. We were looking for a bike. I couldn't get a bike. I said, Mama T, she remembers. I said, it's time to get a car. Ah, Pastor Simon, I wish I can, we can. I said, don't worry, the car will come. I will start saving today. The money I had in my account that day was over how many thousand? 30 to 40,000. I went and removed 2,000 to it. I now wired the rest inside a special account. I started saving 30,000 to buy a car. I made a move of it. I said, I want to buy a car. Before I know it, help started coming. Before you know it, I was ready to buy a car. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Because I could conceive it in my heart. I was able to conceive it in my heart. Listen, poverty is not from God. Are you hearing me tonight? I say poverty is not from God. Are you hearing me tonight? It's not from God. Quote me anywhere. God does not make people poor. Following God does not make anybody poor. Go back home. Go and create new strategies. Like Jabez. Oh God, give me more capacity. Because you are stepping into the abundance. You are not scared of anything. Like Joseph, you had some good times and bad times, but you know who you are. The presence of God is with you. re-strategize. Go back home. Create new strategies. Dump the old ones. Start talking differently. Start talking differently. Start behaving differently. Don't talk fear. Don't talk defeat. Don't talk lack. Don't dress lack. Don't dress defeat. Talk plenty. Talk abundance. Behave abundance. In fact, there are some friends you must cut off. Don't joke. You know, I hate when people joke about poverty. I hate it. I don't like hearing it. I hate extreme management. You know what it means to do extreme management? Let's manage this 2000. This is the only money we'll have for 2 weeks. So for 2 weeks. That mindset is not from God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He calls me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. The blessing is upon our lives. In every season we prosper. We read the scripture and we go home. The TPT translation of Psalms 1. I read it in one of the Tuesday service. We'll read it tomorrow. We'll round up. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Let's read it very, very fast. TPT Psalms 1. From verse 1. And there's another one in Jeremiah. Get ready that one for me. That speaks about he that trusts in the Lord shall be like trees planted by a riverside. So let's read. One to go. One to go. Listen. What delight comes to those who follow God's ways? They would what? In the step of the weak, in their ways. Nor share the sinner's way. There's a wisdom we must show away to walk in the blessing. Nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. I told Mama T, I said, I had to block certain things. I don't want distractions. But Simon, see what this pastor is saying. I said, I blocked them. I don't want to be hearing what they're saying. I don't want to be confused this season. I want to stay with God's word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Next part of scripture. Verse 2. Their pleasure and passion is remaining true. Meditating day. Next part of scripture. What will happen to them? They will be standing firm like a word. Deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. They are never dry, never fail, ever blessed, ever prospering. Are you seeing that? What were they doing before now? Meditating on God's word, not following the path of the unrighteous. Refuse to be double-minded. Follow God's principles from the beginning to the end. God can prosper you. The first billionaire in this world is a Christian. We open the chapter. So forget about anybody. We know the first one. The first person God used to model billionaireship is a Christian. And he's not the last one. There are a lot of billionaires as Christians. And a lot are rising from this church. I say you are rising from this church. You know, some kind of confession is like you are not agreeing with yourself. I refuse to be poor. That's how ideas start coming. It's like you are hitting yourself with words. I refuse to be poor. Is it speaking to yourself in some, making melodies? It's like you are talking to yourself. I refuse to be poor in the name of Jesus. No, how can I be poor? You know, the questions be coming in your head. You the righteous, never. You seated together with Christ, God forbid. I refuse to be poor. You crowned with glory, no, I can't be poor. You a son of the Most High, no. You know, the question will be coming in your heart and you'll be responding. Homologio. As your heart is thinking, your mouth is reciprocating. You can see, if you want to pray about prosperity, don't start with God, the God of this thing, God of think about yourself. Think about who God has made you to be. Just be thinking about it. He said, if you seek first this thing, every other thing will be added. As you are thinking, the overflow of your thoughts will be thanksgiving. That's why Paul said, knowing everything he has done for us, and our heart overflowing with thanksgiving. You hardly find yourself saying, God, please give me the car. You start saying, Father, I thank you for the car. You see, because based on the righteous thinking that has filled your heart, you know you deserve the car. So you can't beg God, God give me, because you know you are the righteous. You can't say, God, please give me the car. You're like, Father, I thank you for the car. Because all you have is mine. I have access. I have access to your provision. Father, I thank you because there's abundance in my family. Food for us to eat. See, but I'm not the head of the house. Joseph was in the house. Everything was blessed. Including their farm. Including their farm. The servant. Everybody were blessed. It's a spiritual reality. Listen, it doesn't matter what is happening in this nation. As a righteous, you will not lack what to eat. It's not possible. You can't lack what to eat. As you are going back, there's abundance. Think abundance. Don't think lack. Say, I'm suffering. You are not suffering. You can't suffer. You will never suffer. That's how you think as a righteous. You walk with faith. You wake up in the morning. You know why you are working so hard? You know that because you are working in God's way, you can never, as you are working like this, money will come out from what you are doing. Why are you taking the baking so serious? It's the actions of your faith you are showing. He will bless the work of your hands. They say, everybody bakes in Makodi. No, I'm a special one that bakes. Do you know that's where the anointing is coming from? The special one. I'm a special one. I'm doing this by the rhema of the Almighty. Jesus told me to do it. Peter, cast your net. Hope Jesus told you to do it. Oh, glory to God forevermore. And you will prosper. You will prosper. You will certainly prosper. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Next part of scripture. No, let's read this again. Go back. He said, they will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of their lives. Some season? Every season. Every season of their life. They are never dry. Say, I'm never dry. They are never dry. Never fainting. Never saying, I'm tired. Oh, this. No! They are never tired. Ever blessed. Ever prosperous. You wake up in the morning, you sing these things. You sing it. I'm God's design. I'm a tree that is God's design. That's how you talk. He said, I've been deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. You say these things, you play with it. I am bearing fruit in every season. And I'm bearing in this season. You see any sign of lack, you don't say what will be. No! Remember, you have seek first the kingdom. You are a king priest now. Whatever is wrong, you remove it. He said, when you seek first the kingdom, every other good thing will be added. Don't say, oh, God, add the good thing. What God is trying to say is that I will add the good things in your life through you. What do I mean? And God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you have ever wanted, according to the kingly authority. So God is saying, take that kingly authority yet. Use the kingly authority to catch things towards your direction. Get things towards your direction. He said, if you have this kingly authority, there is nothing you will talk to that will not happen. There's nothing you will say. Let there be light, the king said, and there was light. Now we have that kingly authority. How did God create the world? Words. Words. Where the word of a king is, not where the king is. I declare you will never be broke. The Bible says, where the word of a king is, there's power. Now I declare in the name of Jesus that your business just shifted. That you see a notable shift in your business tonight. I declare as a king priest that by this time tomorrow, just like Elisha prophesied over Israel, he said, by this time tomorrow, there's a notable shift in your business. There's a notable shift in your finances. In the name of Jesus Christ. Many people will know how God's power is crazy through your life. They will understand how God's power is mighty through your life. They will see sudden shift and it will be like just a dream. It will be like a dream. I declare your business, everything you have in that shop, is sold out in the name of Jesus. I hear it. I say it's sold out. Everything. Anything you put in that business from henceforth. Anything you put in that shop from henceforth. Anything. Anything. Wave your hands to the heavens, everybody. Anything your hand touch, I declare it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, this anointing works. It works. The Bible says, and in that year, in that season, there was famine in the land. It said, but who? Isaac, his this sword in that land. There was famine. Yet Isaac sowed. Why? The blessing was upon him. Listen, when you walk in the blessing, you are walking in another climate condition. You are walking in another atmosphere. You are in the world, but not of the world. Libra gatosia bakataya. This is where we will lock ourselves and command money to come. Don't think we are idiots. We are not idiots. Money comes. Wherever you are locked, open and come. The Bible says, and Isaac became prosperous. The Bible says, and prosperous. The Bible says, and prosperous. Why? The hand of the Lord was upon him. Oh, thank you. Listen. Listen to the word of the Lord. I hear it so strong. It is not time to be weary. It is not time to be weary. You have not done too much. You have not even done quarter. Think about the blood of Jesus. Think about the sacrifice of the cross. Any sacrifice you've done is nothing compared to what Jesus has done. You have not even started the sacrifice. It's not time to be weary. It is not time to be weary. You are nigh to the miracle. You are close and very nigh to. It's not time to be weary. If Jesus gave his life, he said, will I not freely give you all things if I gave you Jesus Christ? Will I not with him freely? Arakaba, Arakaba, Libra Shanda Kababaya, Jabba Kabababababababa. It is time to start repenting. Lord, I adhere to your financial principles, to your prosperity principles. I commit myself, I rededicate myself to the word of God on prosperity. It is time to start repenting and say, Lord, Libra Gaba, where is my conviction? Where is that fire? That fire, that conviction. Where is it? Leba kando baka babaya. Shaba kaba baba 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 baba. Raba baba baba baba. Raba koshona baba 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 ya. Raba kosha baba baba baba. Shabato ishia kaba baba. That conviction. Japa koshipaka. The Bible said the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was his Joseph. Yet Joseph did not compromise. And here is Joseph in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph. He did not say, God, where are you? If I'm serving you, why am I in the prison? No! No! The presence of God is more valuable than anything. For the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord is strong and mighty. Yahweh Shabbat. Yahweh.
Listen, people of God. One of the things the Lord told me to do in this prosperity summit is to cause our eyes to see beyond the physical. Do you know we have angels around us? Do you know we have an innumerable multitude of angels around us? Are you aware that they can bring money to us? Are you aware they can cause our businesses to prosper? The Lord told me, say, tell my people to be supernaturally conscious. More than they are naturally conscious. Be focused. Elisha said, they that are for us are plentier. They that are for us are plentier. They that are for you are plentier. Go ahead and pray with this conviction. It may look like you are surrounded, but you are surrounded by God. You are not surrounded by troubles. It can help you. If God is your last hope, it can help you. He can help you. He's Ebenezer. He's your helper. He can help you. He can help you. He has helped you on the cross. You may not have nobody. He can help you. He can help you. God can help you. God can be trusted. Jeremiah Kondanabaya Yahweh Shabbat. God, His strong and mighty, Yahweh. The Lord is showing forth His glory. The Lord our God, show forth Your glory, Yahweh. I can see some supernatural manifestations. Some of us, we still hold on to our apostolic origin. We still hold on to it. We are not ashamed of it. Ushers, go close to her over there. That last lady there. Go close to her. I see her walking. Hear the word of the Lord, Sarah. I see you walking. As you are walking, the Lord says she's stepping into a realm where I will use her to help not just herself, but our family. I hear you praying and you are wondering how the hell is this going to happen. But I just see lights all over your legs. Lights. Lights. I see you running with the speed of light. Yeah. I understand now. Like Elijah, the king was running with chariots, the help of men. But here is Elijah by the hand of the Lord. Yahweh Shabbat. Listen, I don't want to sound proud, but listen to what the Bible says. I just sense in my spirit God saying me to move in a dimension I've never tried to do before.
The Bible said, by a prophet, the Lord took them out of a land of desolation. It said, by a prophet, he sustained them in the wilderness. And by a prophet, he took them to the land of promise. I hear the Lord saying, speak to their lives and command a shift. Everyone lift your hands. See, I don't want to sound proud, but I just have this feeling in my heart. The Lord is telling me, he said, you can cast these people into a new day if you want. I sense it so strong. He said, you can cast these people into a new day if you want to. You can cast them. I can tell you by the help of the Lord, you cannot be under this covering and suffer a lack. I may sound proud, I said it at the beginning, but I'm telling you by the hand of the Lord, by the mercies of Jesus, I refuse that you lack. I refuse that you suffer. I refuse that you walk in smallness. I refuse. Watch around. I say I refuse. I can see angels in the supernatural touching many. I can see angels. I see it in the spirit. I see angels. Some of them with jars. In the name of Jesus, that cloud of darkness, that cloud of lack, that cloud that has followed you from anywhere you are coming from, Lord, at once, Lord, at once, under the sound of my voice, that cloud shifts now. The cloud is shifting. The cloud is shifting. And right now you are becoming visible to the men that God has put to help you. You are becoming visible to the men that God has set to lift you. You are becoming visible. Posakatabala tabaya. Randikabasula rabaya. As a prophet, I said you are coming out not from point A to point B. Limbratakabasula baya. The Lord is taking you to a place far beyond your expectation, far beyond your expectation, far. Move in the name of Jesus. Move to those heights. Climb to those heights. Lenda kamba randa ka. You will be amazed. I may sound proud, but I'm speaking by the influence of the Holy Spirit. You'll be amazed what the Lord will do in your life. This meeting marks a new day in your life. I can feel the weight in the spirit. We are not talking about little amount of money. The Lord is taking you to heights that when you remember where you are coming from, you'll be so amazed. You'll be so amazed. Parando sakabalata. King of kings, Lord of lords, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. I hear this word so strong. Do not be weary. Do not be weary. I hear it so strong.
Brande soka parato shibrande kapatunde blade kaparia kofaratus prahades. Branda kaprondi atala brande sovrahai shakabala rarabus. The Lord said, touch her eyes and cause her to see beyond where she is right now. Cause her to see where I want her to be. Lord, in the name of Jesus, like you instructed, I command your eyes to be open, the eyes of your heart. Ephata, may you see. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us come. Help us come. I just feel the Lord is helping me touch another side of the prophetic. I just feel it. It's so strange in my heart. I've never seen it like this. Help us come. Help us come. Help us come. Oh, listen to me. Help us come. In the Old Testament, one of the duties of the prophet is to always announce something before the Lord does it. God wants them to know before he does, because he wants people to have expectations and have the right protocols before he does it. And I just feel like the Lord is saying, announce the acceptable year of the Lord. In the Old Testament, the acceptable year of the Lord is a time the Lord comes and does something beyond what people are expecting. You are not expecting it. You don't deserve it, but you receive it. So tonight, in the name of Jesus, I announce the acceptable year of the Lord over your life. Watch them. I announce the acceptable year of the Lord over your life. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall prosper. Believe in his prophet, the Bible says, and you shall be established. I declare by the power of the Most High that the last level you saw to prosperity is the last you ever see under the authority of heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ. That useless atmosphere of debt, that atmosphere of lack, that atmosphere of small, that dry atmosphere around you that makes you to wonder, Lord, how can these things be? In the name of Jesus, I shift that atmosphere by the power of the Holy Ghost. I say, I shift that atmosphere. Prophetically speaking, the Lord is saying, I'm writing another handwriting on the wall for some people in this place. And I'm giving them the visions, the ability to see and understand it. One of the things I know God is doing tonight, and it is in correspondence to scripture, is giving you ideas. See, listen, don't waste these ideas. They are resources. It's everything you ever need. Don't waste the ideas. Some of you, the Lord has put the ideas already in your hand. You are, as we are talking, you are seeing what to do. Don't waste it. I'm not telling you nonsense. A time will come. You observe that the kind of level of prosperity people are working in here is strange. But you must have the impetus to work in these ideas. You must have the impetus. Everybody stand up. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Have the impetus. Thank him. Just give him praise. I leave you with this last word. Have the impetus to dare what the Lord has put in your heart. Whether you are a singer, whether that thing God says you should start. Have the impetus.
Mighty are your miracles. We're standing on your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you.
Let's sing the song, everybody.
Holy, holy are you, Lord?
Everybody sing with me.
All creation call you God. Worthy, worthy is your name. We worship, we love your majesty. Awesome God, how great you are. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in on your holy name. We bow and worship you.
One more time.
Lord, we bow. Lord, we bow.
Thank you, Father, for your presence and all your good work. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We know our lives can never remain the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the people of God say amen. Shout glory. I can hear you shout glory. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.